My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big.
Welcome to Conversations with Toy, a blogcast tackling life one episode at a time. This is the time to air out life's craziest moments. This space is all about speaking about life's hang-ups and ways in which we can leave better than when we started. Topics are all about ways we can find space to be better in life, love, mental space, and health.
On today's episode, I want to talk about how we can increase our travel and how that really will help in your self-care and your mental health and wellness. I know that everybody cannot or is not given to have the budget to be able to go to a beautiful island off somewhere. You might not even have the budget to take a plane trip at this point, but you can experience travel in many different ways. I like taking the train sometimes to my parents' house. And if you didn't watch the video this week on our YouTube, make sure on my YouTube, you should go ahead and watch it. I'm going to put it in the show notes. And sometimes that train ride, even though I think it's a little less than like maybe just an hour, it allows me to unwind because I don't have to worry about driving. I don't have to worry about anything. I can just go on the train, bring my laptop or not, have my book in hand or not, have my headphones for music or not. It's my choice. So travel is good. There's several means of ways in traveling. And again, what does self-care and travel, what does that do? What does travel do? How does that even help you with your mental health? Like, are we just buying into the propaganda that we have to vacation? Because, you know, some people say, I need a vacation. Some people go on vacation and come back and say, I need a vacation again. And I do understand the concept of having going on vacation and need a vacation from the vacation, because it could be a lot, especially if like the planning process, like, and if you have children, you have other people that you're traveling with, it can be stressful. But there's something innately beautiful about getting out and just seeing things beyond your four walls, beyond your city, because some of y'all have been living in Philly or any other city that you lived in forever and a day. You've never traveled outside of that. There's more to life than just where you are. I promise you, if you just take one step and go out, take another step, go out, it will help because it does matter. Traveling also helps you to break away from your schedules. Meaning, if you're type A personality like I am, you are very particular about what you do, what time you do it. You want to have a plan. You don't want to deviate from that plan too much. You kind of want to keep focused. You want to do what has to be done at point A, what has to be done at point B. And anything that deviates from that schedule will completely take you off guard. But one thing that travel does is allow you to let your guard down so that you cannot worry about time. Like taking the time to just rest, because this is a part of your travel. I'm a beach girly. I want to go sit around at the beach. I don't want to get in the water, not because of my hair. Let me be very clear. It's not because of my hair. It's not because I want my hair to get wet. It has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that I don't even want to be in the water. I just got to be near it. I got to hear the the waves. I know I can hear all that in the water. I know I could do that. But it's just, I like to sit out. I like to get my tan. I know black girls do tan. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody fool you. Trust me. Do not let nobody fool you. They do. So anyway, I like going and getting my tan lines. This is all a part of the process of travel. Traveling can include road trips. I am a huge component of taking a good road trip. You do need a couple things though. Let me just break this down for you real quick as a little side note. When it comes to road trips, there are essentials that you must have. And I don't think people be paying attention. You already know you have to make sure one, that the car is in good condition, because you cannot road trip without a car or a Jeep or a van or SUV, whatever you have to have something that goes on the highways and the byways. You need something. So yes, I want to break down just really quick a couple of things you could do or things you need when you call yourself doing a quick road trip. If you are taking a road trip with somebody else, please assign these things. These little things I'm about to mention, make sure you assign somebody and give everybody the assignment that they're going to do well. If you have a person that's like health conscious and they don't want to like buy food and get things for everybody on this road trip, they can't be in charge of the food. You get what I'm saying? So everybody that does a job, if you're going with a group of people for a road trip, everybody has to have their strengths, have to be, you got to lean on their strengths. You don't got time to leave on a weakness, because you will have yourself messed up. So one of the things you obviously need is you need your snacks. We need a good snack. You need a good snack, and I need you to have different types of snacks. You got to have something salty. You got to have something sweet. You got to have something crunchy. You got to hit all the things. Now, these new boxes that everybody's been having on TikTok where you can put the snacks in a different compartments, I ain't gonna lie. I bought two of them, but here's where I bought them. I bought them right at Five Below. If you have a Five Below near you, I want you to go into the housing section and go and see if you can get one of those boxes. I promise you it's worth it. I haven't used it yet because I want to make sure I have enough good snacks to put in there, but I'm excited to have one. So you need somebody to be on snack duty. Okay. Everybody needs to make sure that all the tech is good to go. So that means if you need more cords to charge up phones, you need to make sure everybody has a phone charger in that car. That doesn't mean that you have to necessarily provide it, because let's say for instance, like I travel with the fast charger. That's one of those portable chargers that you can kind of plug in from the portable charger to the phone. So for me, I would always have that. I'm going to always have that. I'm going to have that even if I'm in the city. But you have to make sure the tech is okay. If you are traveling with children and you don't want them to be on electronics, you better find something else that they can do to occupy their time. This could be in the form of like a game. Back in the day, you used to play the U-Haul game. So on U-Hauls, they used to have different symbols. And so you would have this thing and you would mark it off according to the symbol that was on the U-Haul. So of course, you're looking for the U-Haul, so you can see if you can get a different, get a different symbol. There are games you could do, but you have to have that tech has to be on point. So if you have tech, get the tech together. On another side note of tech, if you need to, go ahead and make a playlist. Depending on how far, how long you're going to be out, go ahead and make a playlist. A playlist for a road trip, that's key. When I tell you that is going to make a good road trip. The music is going to matter. And this is why I say your strengths and weaknesses matter. Because if y'all don't listen to rock on a normal basis, and I have nothing against rock, don't let somebody that's going to play something that's going to be like, come on now. For instance, my kids are at different ages. Obviously, my husband and I are around the same age. And so we got to have music for everybody. The kids need something that's, a little bit more, young and hip and all those other things. And I'm going to need something that's giving me Anita Baker. I need something that's going to be able to have a mellow. And I might need to take it up a little bit and have a couple of jazz influences. My husband might need rap. Like, we have different needs. So somebody has to have the strength of knowing how to put a good playlist that includes everybody, so everybody feels warm and welcomed while they're on this trip. So you need your phone, obviously. You need all the tech that goes along with that. You need to make sure you have all the cords that goes along with the tech. You need to make sure that you have the proper snacks, because snacking and snack for road trips is very much serious. You got to actually like treat it like an Olympic sport, okay? And personal items. If you know you need medication, don't leave your medication at home. I did that last weekend when I went to go visit my parents. Let me put a little plug in. I made a YouTube video on my YouTube channel, which I will link into the show notes, about traveling and forgetting medication, or traveling and forgetting like important little small things, like the personal items that you need, all the things that you need to make sure you have. This is not the time to leave your medicine. And I left my medicine in my own house going to my parents' house. So it was a struggle for me. Make sure everybody has pillows and blankets. Obviously, the driver can't have those things, but make sure everybody has pillows and blankets. It doesn't matter what the temperature is. Everybody's going to have different levels of the comfort for them. So blankets, pillows, those are things you want to have. So now that we talked about the road tripping, let's get into the fact that regardless if you take the road trip, regardless if you take the train, regardless if you take the plane, and God, Lord, please keep these trains in the air without crashing, even when it's time to land. Like, Lord, do your big one. We need you right now to fix that, right? And so travel will make you relax because the cares of what you had on your heart and mind can take a temporary backseat. Because we're talking about travel and we're talking about how this is going to do great for your mental health and wellness, can I give you some suggestions on some things you could think outside of the box that could help with the travel? But again, thinking outside of the box, wellness retreats. Have you ever been on a wellness retreat? If you haven't, put your hand up in the air to yourself, but I need you to go ahead and figure out how to book that. There's some beautiful ones in Arizona. Now, I could be biased. I went to Sedona. There was a couple of them, and there's a couple of them in Utah. Like, think outside the box. But a wellness retreat, it says it exactly what it's going to be. If you go to a wellness retreat and you don't feel like relaxed and you don't feel like you've unleashed the things that you've had on your heart and mind, you've been on the wrong retreat. But wellness retreats is it. It is a fun way. It's a relaxing way. You can do things like spa. You can do like things like yoga. There's a lot of things you can do. So that's one form, wellness retreats. Okay. The second, I know some of us don't even like to walk, or you like to walk, but you ain't really a good walker. And so hiking may not be your thing. I do hike. I hike when I'm usually not home because I'm sure there's hiking spots here in Philly, but I haven't tapped into it. And I really don't have a desire because my plate is pretty full right now to try to add something else to do or think about. But what I will say is that hiking is an adventure and it will help you. It will literally help you to decompress. Like, I used to do this thing. If I just took a hike, and I did a couple of them in again, Arizona's that spot. And I would just say, I'm going to take whatever it is that I have on my heart. I'm going to leave it wherever the part of the mountain that we stop at or we're done with. I'm going to leave my issues right there. I'm leaving them there. I'm not picking them up. I'm not taking them home. I'm leaving them there. I mentioned this before, but beach, I'm a beach girly. I like to get my tan. So if you are a beach person, you do know how important it is to be on a beach. Now, this is a little, now I'm going to be honest. I looked this up. This is called forest bathing. I promise you I looked this up. So forest bathing, it allows you to kind of like be in an atmosphere, but of a forest. So it's really giving what it sounds. It's forest bathing. That I'm not too keen on because I'm just not. Also, take a trip when you're on your travel and be a tourist, but be a tourist that kind of jam packs a couple of days where you do all of the things that you want to do, or you focus on certain activities, or you may say, okay, I don't want to do a lot of activities. I don't want to do a lot of this, but I do want to make sure that like I eat good food, or I want to make sure that I take good pictures. These are things that you can do because the travel and mental health and wellness, they go together. Think about it. You crying out that you need a vacation is because you need to travel some more. You definitely need to travel a little bit more because you're craving that, but you're not sure how to feed that. You got to figure that out because I'm telling you, doing that is going to be key. Have you ever traveled somewhere so that you can give up your phone? Crazy, right? Child, it sounds crazy, but it's probably not. I have been talking about doing a digital detox, and to some extent, I actually did do one. And I did it for about maybe 2 weeks where I would not use any social media apps after a certain hour. Now, what it taught me was one that what we already knew is that a lot of us have an addiction to our cell phones. So we can't even fathom going out and not having not having our phones. If it wasn't for the fact that I have an Apple Watch, and I feel like a lot of this Apple Watch that I first got was to make sure I can find my phone. Does that sound weird? But it probably doesn't, because it's probably somebody just like me. You're like, you know what, girl, same. And I can see you and you can see me, because that does happen. So a detox, a digital detox, this could be in the form of you going on a retreat where they are going, it's the wellness retreat. And while you're there, you decide that I'm going to just shut down, focus, and that's what's going to be. digital detox, it does happen. And it is a part of road tripping. It is definitely a part of road tripping. Because it's not even a part of road tripping as much as it's a part of the travel. I meant to say travel is definitely a part of travel. Another example that you can add to your travel thought processes is wellness cruises. This is the cruise that is really just completely about self-care. That means a lot of the activities are going to be things like, you know, swimming, things you can do that's out of the box. If you're traveling and you want to take a wellness cruise, be my guest, because I think that's a great idea. And one of the biggest things that stop people from traveling, obviously, is money. I can tell you that I have gone on most of my trips on a budget, because we all need a budget, right? And I think that sometimes we don't think about the practical ways that we can mind our travel. Like, you got to be intentional. If you know that there's a work situation coming up soon, maybe you considered like taking a small trip before or maybe after. Being intentional with your time, because you always got to be intentional with your money, because if you don't have the money, you're not going nowhere. I can give you all the tips in the world. And if you say, listen, I have absolutely no money, here's my thought process on that. What can you eliminate? Because there's some people who cannot, and there's no shade, but they're for ones that can. Y'all want to be not so bad. Like, I've never understood that. Y'all be having, and when I say y'all, majority of people be having what they need. They have their needs met. They have all the things. And then it's like, oh, but I want to know more. I want to do this. I want to do that. That's fine. Listen, that's all good. But have your intentions clear. Be intentional with your travel. You always got to be intentional with your money and how you spend it. But make sure that when you're going into the spending process of it, is that if you're more intentional and how you can make it happen, that'll work. I took a solo trip. Again, I said this in Arizona and Sedona, and I was very intentional. I ain't gonna lie. I used Groupon. Groupon was there in a clutch. I looked up Groupons as I was like a couple days right before I came, and I booked a bunch of stuff through Groupon. That is like chef's kiss, because you can change the address and wherever you're going to be. I did all of that so I can have all that situated and planned, so that as I arrived, I already knew in the back of my mind, here's the things that I'm going to be doing that's going to be about my personal wellness. I may need to go meditate. I may need to go do some yoga, but at the end of the day, I'm going to be traveling and seeing things and doing things differently. So here we are. That's how travel works. So here we are. Okay. That's how it works. Another part of travel and your wellness plan is that you want to make sure that you take every precaution to, one, have an emergency fund, because you never know. But I'm talking about the precaution of doing too much. There's a whole purpose is to relax, and you can do that on vacation, although it's kind of hard, but you can do it. You got to start listening to what it is that you need, because that is it. Two stories that I saw on TikTok, and if you follow me on other social media platforms, you may have already heard the story. The story of the young lady who, and I want to switch over to our TikTok moments of the week, and then I want to finish up with some practical ways that you can practice self-care and mental health and wellness for your next week. So the two TikTok stories I want to talk about is the story of the Berries. The Berries is, I believe, like a sort of kind of a family content creator, or just more like lifestyle. He came out with a video saying he asked his wife, could she quit her job because he feels like they're at a better financial state. She comes home, she's super stressed. He wants to try to take that off her plate. Let's stop right there. Very admirable. The issue that came into play is when he said that he wanted her to do all these things is to quit her job and stay at home because he wanted her to come and basically help clean, make his sandwiches and things like that. So then, of course, when everybody was in up in arms about it, then he came back and doubled down and said, well, why wouldn't, so y'all would just sit up there and not want to make your man sandwich versus going through a job for 8 hours. That tells you a lot, that the fact that they even considered it. So if they actually considered the fact that, no, I don't want to do that, like, you are not making a good argument. You're not making a good argument. Right? So I'm glad that she said no, because sometimes I feel...
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Like as spouses, we kind of like go with the flow because we don't want to look like we're the most mean-spirited or we're not painted, you know, we're just not doing those things. But I was flabbergasted when I saw the fact that he wanted his wife to be a stay-home mom after she, who is a professor teaching accounting, which is her profession, and she also has that as a profession. I don't understand. Okay? Number two, Master Splinter and his friends, come and get the home, because the fact that they had rats, this young lady was in an apartment building, and I believe she was in Miami, and she had rats that she was finding multiple times in a day. It was just disgusting. And back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, it's been fixed. I say all that to say, Master Splinter could have that house before I lit, or be okay or comfortable with a rat climbing up walls, jumping off tables. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. And don't forget that travel really does open up your horizons. It does allow you to see a lot of things and get a lot of culture. Just being around different types of people. Don't be afraid to travel by yourself. I know there's safety precautions that you have to take. We understand that. But don't be afraid to travel by yourself. Like I've said this a million and one times. Getting the group chat to come alive and do what it needs to do sometimes does not work. And the beautiful thing about going by yourself is that you get to do the things you want to do and you don't have to be on anybody else's time. That's one of the biggest things that traveling can do. It can like help you to like push past your apprehensions, but not too much where you just put yourself in danger. And here's the thing. If you do travel with a group, when you go there together, you come back together. And this means that you don't allow your friends to wander off. Like, I don't understand. I know a lot of times we do it when we're like in a club and we're in our own hometown. You should still be cautious of that too. But you also, when you go on a group trip, make sure that you don't let somebody go off with some random person that you don't know in their country, because you don't know their country. And I promise you, there's too many people, especially young women, that are getting abducted, killed, and everything else. And this is not to put fear. This is not a fear-mongering thing. This is common sense. But I feel like common sense may not always be as common. So let me be the first to put you on. We need you to get on somebody's do better. When you travel, you stay together, because it's no sense of everybody doing their own thing just for some behind. Now, I'm going to be quite honest with you, because why else would you walk off unless you thought you was about to make a love connection? Listen, this is not the time. You can have to Skype them or FaceTime them and do all these different things, because you're not walking off and leaving the group. Way too many people are allowing this to happen and they're not coming back together. And how are you going to explain to like my mama and them? First of all, I'm not going off with anybody, because I know I'm not crazy to go off in another country. It's not that serious. But how are you going to explain to somebody's mama that you just let them go? You never even ask questions. And you can't say, though, they're grown. They can do what they want. You better make it very clear to your friends that this is the type of time that we're on. And don't even go with them if you can't handle that. Like, don't even go with them and handle that. Because travel is fun, but travel also needs, you need to be safe. You need to be aware of your surroundings and letting go of your inhibitions, not watching your drink. You need to take one of those covers that you can place over top of your drink, especially when you're going out of the country. Don't ever let anybody give you a drink, bring you a drink, none of that. If you didn't see it getting poured, and you got to watch even the people that's pouring, because some people at the bar is the ones that's the culprit, helping them to do what they need to do. All I'm telling you is to be safe. You got to be safe. You got to be smart. You got to do the things that need to be done, because travel doesn't have to be super scary, but you have to be smart. Don't post where you are at every 2 seconds. When I went on my solo trip to Sedona in Arizona, I never posted till I got back. People didn't even know I was on vacation. I was there for almost a week. Nobody knew. Then I started dropping stuff. Or I think the first post I posted, I dropped, is when I was already was in the airport on my way out, right? So like I just got there and I'm on my, you know, taking my little pool picture and posting it, but I was on my way out of there. I never posted. What I did was I would, one, have my husband, you know, have location. Then number two, anytime I got an Uber, he would always see it. I would send it to him so he could see where I was at all given times. What else did I do? When I would go to eat and anything by myself, I would go to the bar if I needed to. But I sat at the bar and always like put like a purse next to me. Oh, I'm waiting, saving the seat for so-and-so. And I would just eat and I would go from there. Now, what happens if I'm still sitting there and that the person is still sitting there that I said that I was waiting on? Oh, they must not have came. They said decided not to eat. Then I get up and go about my way. Also, the certain apparatuses that I put on my, in my room, such as to help the door to be blocked so that nobody can get in. If you think that you can just lock your door in a hotel room and you'd be good, you're sadly mistaken. There's a string of people, evil people, who have hotel keys that work together that they notice when people check in by their quote-unquote selves. Always ask for two keys. Always ask for two keys. Let them know there'll be another adult coming with me later. Don't ever make it seem as if you're by yourself. And again, get those two keys. Bring them apparatuses. You can get them off of Amazon that you can put and hook onto the door, that even if somebody did have the key and even if they had a mock key, they wouldn't be able to get in because you're jimmying the door. That's what you have to do. And it's crazy how we unfortunately have to live like that, but we do. And you can sit there and say, I don't like this. Me neither. But it is what it is. I'd rather be safe and here and present than to think that it's just a, you know, no big deal. So you want to do that. Also, when I was on vacation, I took my selfie stick. But, you know, in this day and age, people are so happy to take a picture of you. It doesn't matter if you're by yourself or not. And don't be afraid to meet new people. When I was by myself on the solo trip in Sedona, I did a lot of tours. So, you know, you can even do like Grand Canyon type things that, you know, close there. And I did like the Redstone as a travel. It was like a group. And so I was the only single person on that group. I met everybody. Everybody was extremely cool. And I had a great time. And I used my Groupon. Like I said, don't be afraid of Groupon. Don't be afraid of it. But the traveling is something that you could and you should do. When I went out of seas, I went with this particular trip. When I went to Paris, I went with my husband and one of my besties. And we traveled together. Now, at one point, she didn't know where we were. It was a thing. And that I didn't like, because it's a safety issue. So that kind of, it was a little irritating, because again, if we come together, we leave together. And we eventually did get find her. She was back at the hotel. It was crazy. It was just pure crazy. But that's why I said, when you come together, you leave together. You just got to come together and leave together. But when we went out of the country, we were smart. We watched all the things that were happening. Thankfully, with my husband, with us too, you know, he's going to make sure that we were good. So again, traveling with the group is essential, but you got to make sure you know how to travel with the group so you can avoid things like separating yourself from each other. You know, if you go somewhere where it's kind of open space, you can say, hey, we can meet here at this time. Because we did the Eiffel Tower tour. It was kind of open. There's a part when you're on the actual Eiffel Tower and you're going up and you're seeing, you know, all of Paris. But then when you come off, there's a part where there's like the restaurant, there's shops, there's all kinds of things. And that's where we got separated. What I'm saying in that type of situation, to avoid what happened to us, is to say, hey, we're all going to like walk around and do our own thing, which is completely cool. Let's meet here at this time at this exact spot where we are right now. This then puts time, and it also puts that you can see each other face to face. But then don't be walking off. don't leave the facility. Like, never leave the facility. Use your cell phone. I think my friend didn't have, like, her phone died. It was a thing. So this is why I always travel with battery pack, because these things do happen. And I'm trying to make sure that I can stay connected, not just so I can be on my phone, which I do love to do, but it's also so that if I need, is an emergency, like, hey, we got separated from the group, I need to find out where you are, we could have called and figured that out. We ended up calling the hotel and she actually answered, and that's how we knew. And we were kind of like really bummed out by it, just because the fact of just like, hey, it was crazy. But you know, that's water over the bridge, and we live and we learn. We listen, we don't judge. But this is why you want to have certain things and practices. So I can tell you from past experiences of failing that happened on my part. And I can tell you what's happened with failing with just the news. When you hear something happen and you hear the stories of women walking off. Also, be very clear about your friends. Because I have found this insurgent when you're traveling, that these friends are setting people up. Like, your friends don't really like you.
and then you went on a trip with them and they're jealous of you for whatever reason and they set you up, you better be very clear. I don't usually travel with random people that I have not been with or have don't know for years. Now, you can know somebody for years and they can flip the script, but they would have to flip the script because I don't travel with people that I just recently met. If we met in the last year, I probably wouldn't travel with you. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it a buck. If we've met in the past year, I promise you, I probably won't travel with you because I need some time to know your, you know, how you move. And that's the biggest thing. Like, I want to know how you move. Like, how do you do the things that you do? Because before I put my life in your hand and your hand in mine, we probably should have conversations. We probably should know each other just a little bit, just a little bit. Okay. We probably should know each other, but don't be afraid of travel. Travel is such a good thing. It's listen, have you ever gone on vacation and yes, you need a vacation from the vacation, but you've gone on vacation and you're like, you know what? I really needed that. Because you also need to put some downtime. Some of y'all that itinerary people that put everything, you got a 7-day trip and you want to put something every single day. Slow down, Savannah. Slow down. The first day should be just, let's relax, let's unpack. Let's maybe do some pool. Let's go get some food. Like, it should be relaxed. The day before you get ready to leave, it should be relaxed. Unless there was an excursion that you couldn't, then you move another day in there for relaxation. Don't nobody want to be on the clock. If I was going to be on the clock, I'd be at work, right? I'd be at home. We want to be not at home. We want vibes of not at home. We want relaxation. We want to be able to have some downtime. It's different if you're going on like on a weekend trip. You know you're not going to get no sleep. If you're doing like a weekend concert where you're traveling somewhere, you're going on a concert, okay, cool. That's cool. But if we're on a week's trip or we're on a 5-day trip, every day don't have to be something. Put a day of rest. Put a day of rest at the beginning. Put a day of rest before it's time to go. So that way you would have time to pack, clean your room, do all the things, maybe get your souvenirs. Listen, downtime with travel is important. And if you're traveling with people, please make that very abundantly clear. We got to have some downtime, even if it's just one day, just a day where nobody has to be anywhere, where you don't even have to be anywhere together. I saw on TikTok be having all the goodies. I saw on TikTok where this woman said that she had rented a mansion and it had rooms, had about 10 rooms in it. And that way each woman can have their own room. So it was like they were vacationing together, but they also had their alone time. And she did just exactly what I'm telling you. She had things where they did things together, where they agreed on the activities beforehand and the budget. And then they had days where they went and they could do things on their own, whether that meant do more things by themselves. Maybe they wanted to do a personal spa day, but every woman did something by themselves. And no woman came together on those days when you had your downtime. The women was understood that that was your time. You did not need to interact with anybody else. You didn't need to say, hey, girl, you want to go with me to eat? None of that. Everybody was on their own because it allowed them to have their own personal oasis, but also allowed them to have fun on a group trip. Okay, so that's how you can combine a solo excursion within a group trip. Because I like people, but I don't want to see people every single day. I know that sounds weird. Like, because if you're going with your girls and you ain't seen them in a while, yes. But here's another rule. If you're going to travel and you're traveling with other people, stop bringing your significant others if that's not something that was discussed. I literally cannot stand it. I had a friend who did that. And it was like just us being in town and she had her boyfriend there. No, stay home. Y'all had all this ample opportunity to see each other. You wait until we're getting together to come together. No, I've never liked it. Now, I don't know if I said it to her, but I promise you I never liked it. And I don't do that with other people. I've made that very abundantly clear since that situation. This was like years ago. I made that clear. If we're not having a couple's trip, don't bring your man. Baby, don't bring him. And if he's your ticket, you better have him Cash App you, Zelle you, PayPal you, Venmo you. You better have him do something because we're not dealing with that. I cannot stand male energy on a female trip unless it was already forementioned. It was like something we were doing. Everybody was okay with it. There's nothing is worse than getting to your destination and realizing somebody done brought their man. Because now we got to deal with, first of all, we can't even be ourselves because we want to be girls and do what girls do and what women do and have a kiki in a time. Now we got to watch what we're saying because we have a male in our presence. And that male, we might not even like him. We may not even like your man. So leave your man at home. These are good tips for travel. Leave him at home. We don't want him. We don't want to see him. That's your man. We ain't with him. And we do not care. Respectfully, leave him at home if we did not discuss.
So we've talked about the two stories on TikTok that have left me shook. We talked about travel and wellness and how that can really help. But let me give you some tips for how to prepare for your next week. We hate this word plan, but plan does work. Now, we have known, everybody has known that you can make a plan and that plan can go to hell in a handbasket and can go rather quick. We understand that concept. What I'm simply saying is try to plan the week ahead. These are something that you can do. You can sit down with a planner. You can write it down on a piece of paper. I actually prefer a planner or a notebook or something that's bound, but you need to find a way to do just that. Just because you see it as a wellness moment may not see the other person. And God forbid, we get in accidents, we always act a fool. Like, we always be cussing people out, clearing them. We be doing the most, okay? But that's one way. Also, I'm going to say this again, meal prepping. I know it's not for everybody, but it is for those who need it. And that's going to help you with your week. Declutter and organize. Every weekend, I want you to find something small, small part of the room, small part of the house, whatever your living situation is. And I want you to try to do just that. Declutter. Get rid of some stuff. You don't need everything. Don't let no more come in there. Don't get rid of the stuff and bring the stuff back in here. Find a way to get rid of it altogether, just so you can be a good space. Okay. Last tool or the last encouragement or the last lesson or things that I'm giving you so that you can adjust for next week. Cause you know, week is over now. I want you to find inspiration. I know you're probably thinking, what? Yes, I want you to find inspiration. How will people know that you're inspiring creation? How are you creating this inspiration every single day? Have you ever changed the picture on your phone, the wallpaper on your phone? Change that often. Maybe have, and also little other things. What are you listening to? That will change. That will help you to maintain everything. Because the more you put in, you're going to put out. And if you have good coming in, you're going to have good coming out. So I want us to get comfortable with making sure that we're intentional with our time. That we're truly choosing to be inspired. And I want you to find inspiration in the most weirdest spots. Because how will you know if that's your spot? Because it's something that just a feeling that comes over you. And you're like, you know what? This is it. I'm really feeling this. And you can kind of just stay in that moment. I want us to be more present because we are way less present in our real lives. I want us to be present. Find a way. Well, that is it for me and Conversations with Toy. I want you to have the most amazing weekend. It's going to be a nice one. Philly, it is going to be almost 70-something degrees. I want us to get ourselves together. Don't be outside shooting and carrying on. Let these people enjoy their time. Let them enjoy their day. We've been looking forward to some little warmth all together because it is cold. But it's going to be a nice one. So let's go ahead and get ready for that. I'm here for getting nicer. I'm here for warmth. I love heat. So either way, let's go ahead and prepare for our week. Let's make sure we take care of all the things that surround us. Don't be afraid to travel. And don't be afraid to use a Groupon. Don't be afraid to use any type of discount because, listen, saving money is always key. Okay? So have a good weekend. And this is Conversations with Toy.
Thank you as always for joining me. And I know that even in the deepest or joyful conversations, that there's something we can learn and apply. Until next time, I hope that you are doing better. If not, we will be back to talk some more and handle it. Peace to you and yours. Stay grounded.